So, Marty, let's talk a little bit about how you came to be at Wichita Holistic.
Okay. Well, I met Callie Day, who was formerly of Wichita Holistic. I met her probably 7 or 8 years ago when we were both studying with Dr. Lorraine DeLuce Vieira Jones. Mm-hmm. And so we were apprentices studying with her. And then Callie went on her way and started Wichita Holistic. And then, sadly, Dr. Jones passed. So that left me without a place to do my clinical portion of my training. Mm. And so Callie invited me to come and work with her at Wichita Holistic. And so I did that, and we did our clinicals. And then life took another interesting turn, and she moved away. And her husband got a job in Oregon, and so she and her family have moved there. And mm-hmm. she offered me the opportunity to take over Wichita Holistic.
Well, how wonderful is that?
I know. It's wonderful. It's a great opportunity.
So you've done the same study, trained up, and now you're working here. And what sort of services do you offer people?
Well, mostly acupuncture, but I still am offering zero balancing, which is what I've been doing up until this time as well, which, by the way, it goes very well with acupuncture. It's a type of body work that's energetic and structural.
And I love it as well. We can always do a separate post on ZB.
Okay, that's probably, well, that'd be good.
Because it's such a big area, isn't it?
It is a big area. So, but we offer, should we just talk about acupuncture probably mm-hmm. here? Okay, we offer acupuncture, 5-element acupuncture.
Very lovely. So how can people book with you, and what does it cost?
Okay, well, we have our phone number. It's 518-0550, I think.
I'll check all that.
A nice website at wichitaholistic.com, mm-hmm. and people can book online through our website. We have an online scheduling program.
Great. That's dang handy.
Yeah, it is handy. So for initial treatments, it's $85 and then $65 subsequent after that. Mm-hmm. And then the specialized areas that we do are in with Holistic Family, Holistic Online, mm-hmm. Holistic Fertility Enhancement.
We can check that.
And those are $110 for the initial intake. Mm. Let's do that.
So I'm sure people might not be aware that there are different types of acupuncture, almost different philosophies or different lines or histories of acupuncture. So what type of acupuncture do you practice, and why is it different to other types of acupuncture?
Okay, that's a good question. Well, I practice 5-element, what we call classical acupuncture, and it is considered the original kind of acupuncture that came out of China 2,500 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's Taoist based, very kind of a spiritual component to it, mm-hmm. working with the 5 elements, which are fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. And the idea is that everything is composed of all of those elements in the world. So this form of acupuncture was practiced through the ages in China. And then when Chairman Mao took over in the 40s and 50s in mm-hmm. China, mm-hmm. A lot of changes happened at that time. Mm-hmm. And the 5-element acupuncturists left pretty much because they didn't want to practice there because it was so different and everything. And from Chairman Mao came the traditional Chinese medicine, which is TCM. Mm-hmm. And most practitioners, acupuncturists, schools and things teach TCM now, which is a more Western symptomatic based mm-hmm. acupuncture style. Mm-hmm. There's, protocols for headaches and, migraines and knees and everything. And so it's much more symptomatic, whereas 5-element, we look at the whole person. Mm-hmm. We treat symptoms, but we also we're curious about why someone is exhibiting these symptoms.
So this is working, right? Oh, that's fascinating. Well, it's still recording away, so I'm sure we're fine.
Good.
So, related to that then, if you're talking about these 5 elements, how do they relate to you assessing somebody, what they need, what sort of treatment they need in a session?
Okay. Well, each of the 5 elements have organs within the body that are associated with those elements. So, for example, the organ that's associated with the metal element are the lungs and the colon.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a season. We're also connecting what's going on inside with the person with what's going on outside in nature in our world.
Mm-hmm.
And the season that is associated with the metal element is autumn. So a lot of times people do have, you know, get respiratory issues at this time of year.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things. So that is what how we interface the elements with the organs, and each of the organs have different associations with the elements.
That sounds fascinating. It sounds very holistic, like with homeopathy, when they look at a whole person's constitution. Then I know it's not the same system, but I'm sure there are
similarities to that, actually, because we look at a person, we can diagnose element. And we call it, in five-element acupuncture, their causative factor.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at that as their greatest potential for growth in that area. And also that could be assessed as the weak link as well, but we tend to look at it for more positive opportunities for that area to grow. Because, you know, that's what we're all about, is giving someone the tools and the empowerment to be whole.
Wonderful. Well, I know I'm going to be coming back for sessions.
Good.
So I had to, let's go through a couple of other questions here. I want to talk more and more about that, but I think we've got lots of material already.
Okay.
So if there's one thing you'd like people to know about meridians, which is how acupuncture works, right? You put needles in meridians. Perhaps also you could give us a definition of your definition of meridians, or what you think meridians are, and what would you like people to know about them?
Well, I guess the first thing I'd like people to know about meridians is that they exist. They're really real. And
they really are.
They are. And they've been, you know, it's been scientifically proven that they exist and that they run throughout the body. No matter what type of acupuncture you're experiencing or getting treated with, the points are the same. No matter what, pretty much we all treat the same point.
That's
an interesting thing. Some variance in the function of the points, but we do treat the same points because that's what we're working with, are the acupuncture points.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my definition are, I guess I would say they're channels where the energy flows through the body.
Mm-hmm.
And they move in specific directions. They move from one meridian to the next meridian, and the next meridian. That's all very specific and necessary for life to exist, for their people's energy or chi to flow through the meridians in a specific order and in a specific area and all that. So what we work with acupuncture, what we're doing is we're assessing where there might be energy blocks in the meridians, or where one meridian may have too much and this meridian over here may not have enough, so we can transfer the energy from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on creating a balance and harmony with all the meridians within the body. And there are 12 channels of meridians, or actually 14.
Ah.
Maybe better not quote me on. I barely know anything about. There's like 6 of those.
Yeah, it's like with the chakra system. There's ones up here, alpha and omega, and
It's similar to that. Like, and some people specialize in those, you know, extraordinary meridians and just work with those. And they don't they run kind of around the body more this way as opposed to.
I'd love to do some awareness raising workshops with you with meridians and energy centers. You know, we could both speak from what we know.
That would be interesting.
Pre-prepare the material, and I think it would really help educate people.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that online ultimately too, so.
Cool.
Okay, so thank you very much. Got lots of lovely material here. I've got a couple more questions for you. I know how you got into Wichita Holistic and practicing, but why are you so passionate about acupuncture? What got you here?
Yeah, that's a good question, Sarah. I started being treated with acupuncture. I started as a patient, and I just really was helped by it so much. And I connected with the way it works and the significance of chi and the lack of chi and everything. I resonated with the whole system. And so, but basically based on my own experience of being really helped by acupuncture.
Wonderful. That's very similar for me with reflexology, you know, having high blood pressure when I was pregnant and having reflexology completely heal the issue.
Mm-hmm.
without any need for drug intervention or anything else is very powerful.
Yeah.
Persuader, isn't it? You go, well, I can be well. That's fair enough.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, we're passionate because we know we've been helped by it, you know, and so if we could even help. I remember thinking, if I could even do for one person what I've been helped by with acupuncture, I would consider myself successful.
How wonderful. That's a thought I have about the blog all the time, too, is that if, you know, just one person is helped by one post, then my job is done for the week.
Yeah.
And I know there are more readers than that.
Right. So. I mean, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just, like, a pretty simple way of, like, knowing the...
Can find a way to... I can play it because it's still on my phone as well.
I read your tree poem.
I channeled it, and I recorded it when I channeled it, so I'll play it before we go. Anyway.
Okay.
So, to finish up, we know where Marty is. We'll put the link. Just give people some idea about why they might choose to come for an acupuncture session. What would be the reasons to come? What do people come for in your experience?
Well, a lot of people come for acupuncture after they've gone through a lot of other avenues for healing, and they might be at the end of their what they think is their journey of like they've tried everything except acupuncture, so they're going to give it a try. There's that group, and a lot of people that are in pain, you know, like pain is a pretty good motivator to work on.
Yeah, sometimes non-specific or chronic pains can sometimes be helped with acupuncture because we're talking about balancing of energies and even symptom relief.
Yes, yeah, symptom relief.
So there are specialisms within acupuncture too. So
there are.
People might come for particular types of treatments as well.
Yeah, and we specialize, or Callie specialized in, should I talk about this a little bit, about within the fertility enhancement area. And she was really quite successful at helping people achieve pregnancy who have been given like no hope, or also like a 5% chance of achieving pregnancy.
And wow, then, you know, that's impressive.
They're pregnant. I know. It really, and it's documented, and there's a lot of research done on the effectiveness, increased effectiveness of like throughout the in vitro fertilization process to receive acupuncture during that time. Ups the chances. I don't know exactly how much, but I can find that out.
Yeah, we can look for some references, because that's really great for people to know.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of research of the effectiveness of accompanying acupuncture along with other procedures, Western medical procedures. And it makes sense, because we are working with like the all of the person. So whatever they're doing can be enhanced through acupuncture treatments.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Marty.
You're welcome, Sari. Pleasure.
We had fun, and we'll be doing more.
Yes, thank you.
Sarah at Mama Spiritual Journey signing out. And it's 11:11.
Wow.